Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Tonight, I do got former Red Raider, four-star high school recruit, Sandy Riley. So right after Drake tell you how long it takes forever just to get on top of the game, I got you straight to the interview game with Sandy Riley, straight from Houston, Texas, baby. Peter Richardson, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Let's go, baby.
Like a sprained ankle, boy, I ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she and Fish, you got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped a mixtape that sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, I'm about my business. Chilling all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got the business. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I won't get forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Down in the mall, and telling that girl she don't want for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I won't get forever mine, ever mine. Ever miss the West in the building. Ain't no question, you about to kill. I used to have hood dreams, big fame, big change. I stuck my dick inside this life until that bitch came. And went all fall like the ball team. Just so I could make it rain, all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had raised the game young. You could call it statutory when they need to blow up. They gon' build statues for me. Old money, Benjamin Borden, what none. Bad chick getting me big loving. You would think I ran the world like Michelle's husband. You would think these bitches know me when they really doesn't. Like they was down with the old me. No, you wasn't. You need to go to class. You learn crazy granny black just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack. Chasing the stardom to turn you to a maniac. All the way in Hollywood and I can't even act. They pull their cameras out and God gives me snap. I used to want to thing forever, y'all can have it back. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want you forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Down in the mall, and telling that girl she don't run for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want you forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay, hello, it's the Martian, Space Jam Garden. I won't be forever, wake up and smell the garden. Fresher than the harvest, step up to the target. If I have one guess, then I guess I'm just New Orleans. And I will never stop, like I'm running from the cops. Hop up in my car and throw my chauffeur to the top. Life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops. But what should I dream for? This is my dream park. My mind's dying even when my thoughts seem dark. On my side, you don't wanna hear that thing talk. Let the king talk, check the price and pay attention. Little Wayne, that's what they gotta say or mention. I'm like Nevada in the middle of the summer. I'm resting in the lead, I need a pillow and a supper. My foot sleeping on the gas. No great gas, no such thing as that. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I won't get forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Down in the mall, and telling that girl she don't run for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I won't get forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
There they go, back in stadiums, the stadiums, this is slow. Thus they go, macadamian, they go, so ballistic, whoa. He can make them look like bozos, he's wondering if he just missed it slow. Oh no, go for broke, his cup just runneth over, oh no. He ain't had him a boss like this since the last time that he overdosed. They've been waiting patiently for Pinocchio.
out in the mall. It's a nigga, she don't want to me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want you forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Ever mine, ever mine. Oh, man, I love that track right there. And just so you guys know, it is April 9th, approximately 5 after 10 p.m. And tonight on Blog Talk Radio, I do got former Red Raider, four-star high school athlete, Mr. Sandy Riley, on Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, straight out of Houston, Texas. I want to say, what's up, Mr. Sandy Riley? Hey, Mr. Riley, tell everybody how you doing out there tonight.
What's going on, PDP? Living life, man, you know.
Oh, man, I already know, man, living life and living it right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just so you guys know, man, this guy right here, Mr. Sandy Riley, straight out of Houston, Texas, came into the Red Raider. Some people will say Raiderville. Came into Raiderville straight with me, man. Actually, me and this guy, we go way back. This guy came into Raiderville. We got here the same day. Man, came through the first summer and we progressed, but this guy, he took his whole collegiate experience to a whole nother atmosphere to most people could some even imagine, man. But I'm gonna give you the platform, Mr. Riley. I'm gonna I've already said your name, I've already said where you're from, but I want you to tell the people what's your name and where you from. You know what I'm saying?
Already. You know, my name's Sandy Riley, Houston, Texas. H-Town, baby, you know how it is.
Hey, that's what's up right there. Straight out of H-Town, Houston, Texas. Mr. Sandy Riley, man, this guy, he came in as a linebacker, ended up progressing, being on the defensive lineman. And when I say progression, it's always the list. Oh, man, this guy moving to a place to where he ended up been on the field for approximately, I want to say, 3 years, man. So tell the fans that's out there, you know, that's been watching Texas Tech Red Raiders and watching you and that's just interested in being involved in the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Mr. Riley. How many tackles do you believe that you had while you were here at Tech?
Man, it's hard to tell. I want to say about 40 or 50 tackles, you know, over my 3 years playing. I'm blessed to be able to showcase my talent, man. So about 40 or 50, something like that.
40, 50 tackles? Hey, man, I want to say, man, that's a handful right there. You know what I'm saying? Most people go through their college career not even being involved in one. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. I want to take my hat off to you for that right there, 40 or 50 tackles, being a Texas Tech Red Raider. But we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, Mr. Riley. Tell us briefly about your journey, man, being at a high-profile college like Texas Tech. You know, you got to, most people go through an extreme collegiate experience. Some people, they go through the extreme socially and it also academically, man. So tell us, coming into that class, you know, that 2005 class, there was a bunch of guys coming in there, man, and you had to think about not only trying to make it for you and your fam coming out of high school, you know, but you got to think about your grades, thinking about fitting in socially, you know what I'm saying? And, collegially, man, and trying to be it have a positive impact on the field. That's what I'm trying to say. Have a positive impact on the field, and also being in trying to make it an inner environment, man. So tell us briefly about your collegiate experience, man. Academically, socially, you know, and most importantly, athletically.
Yeah, man. Be honest with you. You know, growing up, man, start playing ball, and I was about in the fifth grade. Honestly, you know, I didn't even think I was going to make it to the next level. I didn't even think I was going to make it out of high school, man. But, you know, fortunately, I was blessed, you know, to showcase my talent and get to that next level, play at the collegiate level, man. Getting there, you know, I was faced with a, you know, kind of shell shock, you know, going from high school, big city, moving to Lubbock, Texas. It's a whole new environment for me, man. And then, you know, being out of my parents' house, being there on my own, shoot, man, I wasn't expecting, you know, what was thrown my way, you know, having to buckle down with school and buckle down with football, man. It was a whole, you know, a whole new life for me, man. But after a few years, man, I was able to adjust, you know, get my head on right. And then, you know, fortunately, man, I was able to graduate with my degree. So, you know, I mean, I can say I was truly blessed, man, truly blessed.
Yeah, man, I completely understand that right there. What you were saying, you went into a whole nother world. It's like you weren't expecting anything from the game of football, but what the game of football actually gave you, or what most people would call a gift. You know what I'm saying? To able to come and play collegiately and come in here and get in and evolve as a person and play a collegiate sport, and then most importantly, getting your degree. So I want to, you know, once again, take my hats off to you for progressing and getting your degree. But I want to know, like, what would you tell that 17-year-old, man, 18-year-old coming out of high school right now, man? You know, it's April, right in the beginning of April. Some people out there focusing, and some people really trying to make it, man. Put yourself back in your shoes back when you're in high school, man, back when you weren't really, you know, wasn't really thinking that you would make it to the next level. Knowing what you know now, what would you tell that high school, whether it's a teenage female or a teenage male, what would you tell that person coming up out of high school to try to keep their nose clean and try to get to that next level right now?
Shoot, man, coming out of high school, the main thing I would tell a student-athlete right now is keep your head on straight. Keep your head on straight, because being a student-athlete, man, first thing is everybody going to be looking at you, always, regardless. Regardless of what you're doing, whether it's good or bad, they always going to point out the student-athlete first, man. So always want to keep your head on straight, keep your eyes on the prize, man. And nowadays, all you hear about in the news is what that student-athlete did or what he didn't do, whether it's good or bad. Keep your head on straight, man. Keep your head on straight. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I know. That's right, man. Keep your head on straight because for some reason it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's like what Mr. Raleigh said, whether it's good or bad, man. You're gonna be the first one named, first one saying, "Oh, what he should have did this, or he should have done that." Sometimes most people don't come from a firm foundation to appreciate what they have at that time. So, man, you want to keep your eyes on the prize, like what Mr. Raleigh said. Well, Mr. Raleigh, this leads me to my next question. What is your favorite game? Man, we played some great games. You know what I'm saying? What's your favorite game, man, that you played here in Texas Tech?
Shoot, man. Like you said, man, there was a lot of great games we played in, but my most memorable one, man, I gotta say, it was that 2008 UT game when we played UT up there in Lubbock, man, on Halloween night.
Oh, you know,
we was highly ranked, ranked number three or number four, and they came in ranked number three or number four. Both of us was highly ranked, man. It was nationally televised, and we ended up beating them last minute. You know, that was a very, very memorable game for me, man. That was my favorite game of my career.
Oh yeah!
Man, actually one of my best games I played in too, man.
Yeah, man, I hear you, man. That year, man, that's when I really felt like you really started to blossom during that year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say you got big time, but we used to be cool. But I don't even know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just messing with you. But but you really started to blossom that year, man. I really took notice, and it's kind of crazy because how I'm able to get you on my show tonight, man, it's just one of those crazy things when you have faith and you keep moving forward regardless of what happened. Everything happens for a reason as long as you believe it. You know what I'm saying? And if you believe it, you can perceive it. You know what I mean? And when you start to perceive it, you can achieve it. But I can go on. I can go on and on about that right there. But let me ask you this question right here, Mr. Riley. Tell us the best part about playing for Tech. The best part about playing for Texas Tech. You know what I'm saying? We have some great times. And just from my perspective, I feel like we were like more a family. You know what I'm saying? We're a tight-knit group. But, of course, the beauty about life, we all go through different roads. We all have different experiences. So I want to hear from your point of view, man. What was the best part about playing at Texas Tech?
Man, now I look back at it, you know, just like you said, man, when we got there, you know, we all came in, didn't know each other, all came from different walks of life. And the best thing, man, I can honestly admit to from Tech was being able to establish relationships, man, you know, lifelong relationships. And being able to showcase my talent, man, and, you know, just play at that collegiate level, you know, show the world, you know, what I can do. Truly blessed, man.
Truly blessed, man. I know what you're saying right there, man. You just want to show the world what you can do playing at that collegiate level. Because I'm sure there were times that you were younger, you know what I'm saying, in your middle school days, maybe your high school days, where you could sit in front of the television and watch Division I football. You're from Houston, Texas, so you got Texas A&M. You got Austin, Texas, right? Just a couple hours around the world, down the street, you know, you can see those guys play against each other. You know, then you got the Texas Tech Red Raiders rolling in. You know, then you got the TCU Horned Frogs, you know, rolling in. I mean, so I know there were times that you were sitting in front of the television. You know, I will be secure to say that you were dreaming to be out there and playing, and then you actually seen a dream, you achieved it, you know, and now you're off doing, you know, living in a world professionally known that some people not able to get. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give you the platform to tell somebody everybody, what you're doing right now, man, because you had this great collegiate experience here at Texas Tech. And now you've progressed, and now you have a wonderful family, and now you have a great professional job. So let everybody know what Mr. Sandy Riley is doing right now, where you're working at, you know, and how they can reach you, and just in case if they need some advice.
Yeah. You know, after school, man, you know, just like you said, unfortunately, man, my career got cut short, you know, ended up blowing out my leg. That's why, leading to your question you asked me earlier, man, but main thing, man, is focus on that schoolwork, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, even though I had aspirations of going to that next level, man, you never know when that last play is coming around, man. You know, my last play happened to be at practice, man. So, I mean, the main thing I can tell anybody, you know, just like I told you earlier, is, you know, keep your head in the books, keep your head straight. And, you know, fortunately, like I said, man, after my career was over, I was able to get my degree, and now I'm working at, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, a small business specialist, out here trying to live life, man, trying to provide for my family, you know.
Yeah, man, you already know, because it's crazy how things turn, man. You get so involved with playing this sport, trying to do what you do, and then next thing you know, you start progressing, and then next thing you know, you got a family of your own, and then
things
get real. You know what I'm saying? That's when things get real, and then that's when certain people, I want to say, man, it's crazy. I really don't want to get into, like, the civil rights back in the day, because you got these athletes coming together now and think they should get paid and think, you know, all this, thinking of being looked at as employees. And that's the – but, you know, that's a whole other topic. But what I can say that equals everything out, when stuff hits the fan at the end of the day, stuff gets real. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? And stuff gets real. But hey, I got a caller on my line, Mr. Riley. Give me 1 second. Let me see what this caller has to say. 1 second.
Yeah.
Yo. You live on Soar Radio. This is P. Richardson speaking right here. Can you tell me your name and where you from?
Man, this is Mirage Sutton from Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. What's up, boy?
Oh, man. What's up, man? This is my boy right here, buddy, from another mother. What's up, Ron?
Man, not much, kinfolk, man. I had to call in and listen to the radio, man. Listen to your show, man. I like what y'all doing, man. Listen to what the homeboy talked about, man. That's some real stuff, because hey, I still be telling people to this day, man, about, you know, how me and you both had aspirations of making it big time. You know what I'm saying? But different circumstances, you know what I'm saying? Bring about different changes, you know. You got to be able to adapt, you know what I'm saying, to keep it pushing, you know. But, man, I just called in to show you some love, okay, bro.
Appreciate it. Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, that's what's up right there, Varon, man. For you guys out there listening, man, me and Varon, that's one of my childhood friends. We grew up, man. We cousins, bloodline cousins. And when the dream first started, man, him was together, man. So, well, if you listen to what he just said, man, you just whenever you progress, you got to learn how to adapt and keep moving. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I want to appreciate you, Varon. Thank you for calling in, man. Much love to you. I want to say Soulja P, Soulja V, man. That's man, that goes way back. And for them little kids out there dreaming, man, keep dreaming. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all up to you. No matter what, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
And that's real. That's real. Love, fam. Yeah. I'm a late get with you.
Already, man. That's what's up, Varon, man. Nice talking to you, man.
For sure, fam. Stay doing your thing, man.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up, man. Man, like I said, man, that's one of my childhood friends right there, Varon Sutton, man. Shout out to him, man. All my people out there in Oklahoma, just keep doing you, man, no matter what. Just keep your nose clean and just know you can make your dreams come true and just continue to dream. But all right, Mr. Riley, man, I ain't gonna keep you for the rest of the night, man. I know you got a professional job to go through in the morning. But I got one more question that I need to ask you. I ask everybody this question that comes on SOAR Radio. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Shoot, man, in the Oval Office. Nah, man. You know, honestly, man, in 5 years, you know, I can't speak for the future. But, you know, whatever the Lord got in plan for me, man, and my family, you know, I'm going to take it and run with it, you know. You know, like I said, I can't honestly speak, you know, where I see myself in 5 years. I live life day to day, man, and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, make it better every day. That's all I can say, man.
Live life day to day and, you know, make it better. That's what's up right there. Mr. Sandy Riley, everybody, straight out of Houston, Texas, former 4-star high school recruit, former defensive end, Texas Tech. I want to say, this guy say he lives day by day doing what he can do, man. Just keep your faith in God no matter what you do. Keep your nose clean and keep progressing. Man, that's what's up, Mr. Riley. I want to give a shout-out to you, man. Best of luck to you. I know nothing but great things is coming towards your way. I've seen you. I see how you work. I see your work ethic. And there's one thing for, like, the business people out there listening. If you hire an athlete, you know you're going to get somebody who knows something about time management, not only about time management, but knows the importance of knowing how to go through your day and to set yourself up to be successful, because it's not easy playing in a sport 365 days a year and not only succeeding in that sport but also succeeding in the classroom. So, man, I want to give a shout-out to you, Mr. Sandy Riley. Thanks for being on my show, One Love, man. And if you got anything that you want to say, like a quote that you live by or anything, man, you got 5 seconds to say what you want to say to you know, just help somebody get through their day tomorrow, man.
True, man. I want to reiterate what you just said, man. Just like you said, you know, being a student athlete, man, you're going to be faced with adversity day in and day out. And what you got to do is got to be able to overcome that adversity, man. So if I could leave anybody with anything, man, be able to overcome adversity and live life one day at a time, my man. Hey, Pete, thanks for having me, bro.
Hey, man, it's my problem. Just like Mr. Riley said, live life one day at a time. Hey, it's my pleasure, man. You have a great day, Mr. Riley, all right?
All right, be easy, bro.
All right, cool. Yeah, like I just said, man, that was Mr. Sandy Riley on my show on live on Blog Talk Radio on the Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, which stands for SOAR Radio, and coming to you live, owner and soul creator, Mr. Peter Richardson, straight out of Lubbock, Texas, man. For you guys that's in Lubbock, Texas, that who aren't listening, make sure you come out Saturday to the Texas Tech Spring Game. Man, it's going to be live. Coach Cliff Kingsbury is getting those guys, man. He's getting them ready. And I was at practice today, man, and everything, the defense was ready. And for you guys who follow Texas Tech, man, who follows Texas Tech, I'm sorry, you know, man, it's the defense who always seems to be lagging. But I'm going to tell you this, get your popcorn ready, because the spring game is going to be crazy. It's going to be live. So please be there this Saturday. I'm telling you, it's going down. And for next Wednesday, you can catch me live, 10 p.m., SOAR Radio, owner and soul creator, Peter Richardson, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I hope everybody have a great night. Everybody, have a blessed night as well. Whatever you do tomorrow, put a smile on somebody's face. And for now, I came to win. Yeah, that's right. Don't talk about my voice, but I do got Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? But hey, for the meantime, I'll catch you guys next week. Yeah, buddy. God bless.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer. To fight, to win, to fight, to conquer.
Yankee Stadium with Jay and Kanye.